Amen. Can you all hear me? There is one thing that we must understand concerning God. There are a lot of people who are actually looking for things and not looking for God. Their heart is not actually after God. You see, God does not just want to solve your problem. He wants to have a personal relationship with you. So it's not about your problem. It's about a personal relationship with Him. And when you walk with God in this way, you become a pillar. You become a master. I see the scenario painted to us in God's word. After the people were fed, they came the next day. They came the next day looking for Jesus. But Jesus told them, the reason why you are looking for me is not because you love me or you love God. It was because you ate and you were satisfied. So you are coming again to eat and be satisfied. You see, Jesus was very, very sensitive about their motives for seeking Him. Was very, very sensitive. So one of the things that the Lord is actually watching in your life are your motives. He is watching the motives of your heart. Why are you seeking me? Why are you looking for me? He's checking the motives. Are they right? Do you actually love Him? Many of us, we don't actually seek growth. We are actually looking for a problem to be solved. If that is the reason for following, then we cannot be effective. We cannot be the people we have been called to be. You see? So, people who follow God casually, they are just looking for something. Maybe, oh, let me go to this man of God. Maybe he'll be able to help me. Oh, he's not able to help me. I will try the other man of God. He'll be able to help me. I'll try this man of God. I have heard that this man of God is very powerful. He'll be able to help me. Who told you that God called men of God to solve the problem of people? Who told you? In fact, let's do a reality check. He says, go into all the world and raise disciples. The purpose of ministry is discipleship. The purpose of ministry is discipleship. Even if your problem will be solved, it is not the main goal. Do you see that? And there are a lot of ministries apart from the Christian ministry, and God is also involved. There are ministries out there to give you business and financial advice on how to manage your finances. It is not the duty of the church to show you how to manage your finances or to show you which business to go into. So many people are in the service or in services for the wrong reasons. They are not actually seeking God. So what we are actually doing is that we are growing the wrong crowd, building the wrong crowd. We are attracting bread seekers, people who do not like prayer. So once they come to a platform and then they see prayer, they disappear. In fact, I can even go much deeper, but I don't want to hurt some of you tonight. Tonight is not for that. But one day the sword will come. Let me pamper you a little bit tonight. Amen. What are you actually looking for? Whom are you actually looking for? What do you actually want? When you approach a spirit, your motives are plain before the spirit, because spirit don't interact just by your coming, just because you came. No. They go deeper into your motives. What brought you? What drives you? He says, those who test after righteousness' sake. Nowhere would you find, he said, those who are looking for bread. No. He says, those who hunger and thirst for righteousness' sake. Pastor Philip, are you saying the bread is not good? No. But we will not seek him because of the bread. Amen. There is a higher purpose. Amen. Amen. You can walk with God to a point you know that all your needs are in his care. Even without you saying a word, things will be supplied, because of you have gotten to a place of trust. And trust is built when we have relationship. Are you with me tonight? Are you with me? Glory be to God. Glory be to God. The times are changing. The seasons are changing. Everything is changing. Darkness is growing. 2001 is not like 2020. 2005 is not like 2023. No. Darkness is increasing. And you know where it is increasing? It is increasing in the hearts of men. In the hearts of men. So he said, if your eyes are full of darkness, how great is that darkness? He says, let your eye be single. Let your eye be single. Let your desire be only for me. Because every time I hear somebody passed away, it's a reflection. It's a reflection. So the first thing that comes to mind, how did this person live their life in accordance to a relationship with God? Did they have a very good relationship with God? Were they trained? Were they taught? See, if you come to me every day and I don't teach you, I don't direct you to Him, I am not just foolish. I'm not just among the foolish virgins. I have also wasted time. And I've also wasted your time. So the duty of the man of God is to direct you to Him. Amen. That after you leave this podcast, you would want to seek Him. You would want to find Him for yourself. That your desires would change. That you would not love fame more than Him. If you love fame more than Him, then you're on the wrong path. In fact, the reason why many of us, some people, not many, but some people are praying is because they are looking for fame. They want God to use them because of fame. They want to be famous. They want to be known in all the world. That is why they want God to use them. So people can say, hey, great man of God. Amen. Amen. This kind of message, it doesn't make a lot of people happy. But blessed are those who hear it and open up their hearts. Because very soon they'll begin to find their real treasures. Their real treasures. All your desire is for you to be able to mention somebody's name so that they'll say, yes, the new prophet in town. I don't seek those things. In fact, I don't seek it. Are you looking for glory? Are you looking for glory? If you begin to exalt yourself in this world, and if you try to set a record in history, one day your name will be forgotten. But if you learn to live for what would be written concerning your life in heaven, oh my God, you would have learned to live for eternity. And you have learned to live effectively. Amen. From Sanata. Don't just jump about. Take time to know him. Take time to know him. We are in this world not to make it. We are in this world. It is an opportunity that by faith that we who cannot even see, we cannot see him right now. Yet by faith we will believe that he is. And he is a reality to us even here on the earth. And we lay down our lives for him. Even if we cannot see him, we go down on our knees and we shed tears in worship, even if we do not see him. That we allow ourselves to be persecuted, even if we do not see him. Do you know what that does to the angels? Do you know what the angels begin to think? These people, they can't even see everything going on here, but see what they are doing. We can't see everything that is going on in heaven, but we are giving everything. We are giving everything. Won't God reward you mightily? So he called us to walk by faith. That is why a lot of people will say there is no God. They say Christianity is a scam. Because do you know why? How can you believe in something you can't see? How can somebody walk to you and told you that Jesus died for you and you believed? What made you to believe? What made you to believe? Did you see him die? Did you see him die on the cross? Did you see him when he came into the world? But you believe. So we pray to a God we cannot see. We wake up every day and we talk about a God that we cannot see. Because he says, among these three, he says, there's faith, believing. There's love, meaning there's a relationship. So we have grown from faith. We don't just believe anymore, but we have moved on to love. We have formed a relationship. And now, we don't just form a relationship. There's a hope that one day we will see him. We will see him. Amen. You see, this is what the world would not understand. Amen. This is what the world would not understand. What made you shed tears in worship? What made you? What made you? What is producing that love for him in your heart? Some of us, we have not even seen angels. We have not seen anything. But yet, we are still going hard. See, he is going to reward you for that. You will not become great in the kingdom of heaven because you bought the latest car. You bought the latest Benz. Don't be far away from him. Don't be far away from him. Our purpose is to get closer to him every day. So we use every day as a step to know him more. Are you moving closer? Are you getting closer? Check your heart desires.
What are you actually chasing? I know, because sometimes the presence of this life would shake you. But you see, to the degree that the presence of this life can shake you, it is to that same degree that you can love him. Because you see, there are some of us who were born wonderfully. In fact, you have been enjoying yourself right from the time you were born, having wonderful times and wonderful seasons. At the age of 22, you're married, you're settled, you're having your children, raising them happily, singing kumbaya, yaya, kumbaya, enjoying yourself. You never experience challenges. So, your heart was never tested. So, if there's a challenge in your life, it is not just a challenge, it is a test of his love. And you see, there are those who saw those challenges, yet they overcame them, that they will be with him. These are the overcomers. And there are many who bowed. They bowed to the challenges. And then they severed their relationship with him. Amen. There is a great cloud of witness. A great cloud of witness. People who are going through similar situation just like you, and yet they chose him. They chose him in spite of their challenges. You are not the only one suffering. All over the world, a lot of our brothers, they are in serious problems. Even where you are, there is no persecution. You can read your Bible, you can go to church. There are places where they can't do that. How can you compare yourself to them? You have not been tested. If you are persecuted right now, oh, you fly away, you fly to another country. I can't. He says, these are the ones who love the bride. They followed him wherever he went. They followed him wherever he went. I keep my heart clean. I keep my motives right. I would not allow my heart to be corrupted. Amen. Are you growing in love with him, for him, towards him? Does your heart beat for him? Do you seek him? Don't listen to me. Don't allow the motivation for your prayer life be because of problems. Don't allow the motivation for your prayer life be because of problems. Learn to have a personal relationship with him, a constant one. That in every season you are with him. Whether in good times, you are with him. Whether in bad times, you are with him. And let me tell you, if you are like that, in due time, He is going to reward you. Hey, I hear that, Pastor Philip, a lot of things are going on. Pastor Philip, please pray for me, pray for me, pray for me. Right now, I need a job. Right now, pray for me. Pastor Philip, I need to get married right now. Now, 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 now. Really? Right now. Do you know what Pastor Philip is going to say? Pastor Philip will now say, okay, we always, you know, this one thing I told a lady, and she got angry. She got offended. I said, oh, we have a prayer platform on Podbean. We pray there every day. Can you join us to pray? She was like, you? I even thought you are a man of God. You just pray for me and my problems will be solved. Come to Podbean and pray. We are praying. We are praying every day. Come and join us. The lady said, it's okay. Thank you. She doesn't even want to hear. Come and pray. No. So a lot of ministers have turned themselves to problem solvers. You solve the problem, but you never help that person. Because the goal of God is not just to solve your problem. It's for Him to bring you closer to Himself every day. Because once you step out of this world, what kind of problem would you be thinking about? Or what kind of problem would you be talking about? So we leave the weightier matters for matters that have no weight. So your problem is not that you don't have a job. The greatest problem is that you don't know Him and you are not willing to know Him. Amen. You are not willing to know Him. Philip Rafeni Mazana says, Fale Fenesis, Prokis, Hadi Mazana. I hope some of you are blessed by this, and I hope you would take note of these things. Amen. That is just a burden that the Lord placed in my heart as we prayed. A burden for you, and something He wanted some of you here to hear. So you not live your life like that, jumping from prayer meeting to prayer meeting to prayer meeting to prayer meeting to prayer meeting, because you are looking for a God of solutions. No, you got to know Him. You got to love Him. He is not a thing. He is a reality. He is a person. He is real. He is Jesus. Halivara compre finisinis is high. Halivara more finisis high. Confidence in her. Can you celebrate Him tonight? Before we move into our teaching, celebrate Him. Celebrate Him. Celebrate Him. Sometimes when I see some of you, I just want to tell you, do not be discouraged. Do not be discouraged. Do not allow the things, the challenges that you are facing in this world to make you discouraged. You have him. 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 You are great because you have him. You are great because you love him. You see that? You are great because you seek him. That sets you apart from everyone else. Amen. Don't be discouraged. Don't be discouraged. Don't be discouraged. Your life did not go how you planned it. Yes. He says, everything works together for the good of those who what? Is it those who are chasing him because of money? Those who are seeking him because of cars? No. He says, those who love him. Love him. Do you see that? So the first thing to set, to put in place for everything to begin to work for your own good is to love him. Did you see that? It's to love him. It's to love him. To learn to fall in love with him. Forget. A lot of things have happened in your life. This was not the way you planned your life. Stop complaining. It's okay. Now start from where you are. Start from where you are. Start from where you are. Amen. What are we saying? It's too late. It's too late. What is too late? He is I am. He is I am. How are we always talking about lateness? You are not yet married at the age of 40. It's not a problem. Learn to love him and hear what he is saying. You are under high pressure. Your husband left you. He left you. He doesn't care about you. So you're under strong pressure. He is in control. I say he is in control. I say he is in control. Amen. He is in control. How many of you believe that? That he is in control of your life. He is in control of your life. He is in control. He is in control. So when you see things like that, you remind yourself, he is in control. I will not carry this burden. No. I will not carry this burden. I will not carry this load. He is in control. I refuse to carry this load. No way. I will live my life and I'll be happy. And I will be contented that I have him. And that will be okay for me. Amen. A lot of things. I'm not in school. I'm trying to gain admission. I've gotten a job, but they are not paying me well. A lot of things. A lot of things. My children, they are very stubborn. A lot of things. There are a lot of things. But you have him, and he is in control. You see, because your relationship with him have not become very deep. That is why your heart is still shaking. So the first thing that he would want you to have is to have a solid relationship with him. When you have that solid relationship, trust will be built. Trust, you know that he would never allow your children to be wayward. You trust him to take care of your kids. Do you see that? So, a lot of us, because we have not learned to deepen our relationship with Him, we have not built trust. So we are carrying the burdens by ourselves. We are doing everything by ourselves. If I'm talking to you, lift up your hands. Philip Harafenis, Imam Brafene, King Brafenis, and Leboro Confenis, Alabrocofani Masana, Profeneki Saparafenis, Profeneki Parafenis, Alamatana.
Oh, wonderful Jesus.
He is in control. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for being in control. 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 He is in control. He is in control. He is in control. Thank you, Jesus, for being in control. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Would you fall in love with Him?
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
I really love this song. And I want you to be blessed by it.
Lord,
you got my every step.
Yes, Lord.
I lift my hands to heaven, give my heart surrender. I tell my soul again, you are Lord of all. And though the seas are raging, you will speak and tame them. You have found my rest, you are in control.
Trusting only you.
No one can add to your perfection. You're the beginning and the end. More than I can comprehend.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.